Hey guys, I'm Coach Christy, recording my podcast to you from my new home in South Central Iowa that we are now calling the Double S. We call it the Double S because my maiden name is Smith and also my married name is Smith. So when Shane and I got married, we were two Smiths, not the same Smith, but two different Smith families. So my mom came up with that name. I really like it. So that's what we're going to call our new place here in Marion County in South Central Iowa, the Double S. So that's where I'll be recording most of my podcast to you guys from. I hope you enjoy it. Follow me on Facebook. Look for the Double S, and you can see all the fun projects that we have going on here to develop into a horse-loving facility here. Lots of fun stuff going on. But what I really wanted to share with my podcast listeners today is a couple of concepts that I hope help you in these challenging and unprecedented times. I personally find that everything I need to know in order to handle the curveballs that life throws at us are taught to me by my horses to help me improve my horsemanship. And two of the most important lessons that I have learned from my horses through the years is a capacity for forgiveness and for faith. So how that relates to my horsemanship is that oftentimes we carry with us the emotional baggage of something that happened the day before, a week before, a year before, or even many years before. Sometimes we're holding a grudge against our current horse that was created by a horse that we owned previously or experienced previously. So forgiveness is a super important skill to develop in order to be great with horses. And I feel like in these difficult times that the forgiveness often can be towards ourselves, that it's important for us to understand that each and every day, each and every moment, each and every situation, we're doing the best we can in that situation. We're using every skill set and bit of knowledge and strategy and conditioned behavior, right, that we possibly can to handle it in the best possible way. And having that ability to accept that I've made a mistake. I'm not telling you to put a bow on a turd, okay, guys? That's one of my favorite new Christyisms. I'm not suggesting that you dilute yourself and, you know, consider that something was good when it wasn't good, right? Evaluate your results and then have those results help you decide what to do next. And be real about that. Most of us, I think oftentimes though in that situation, especially in regards to our horsemanship, evaluate it much harsher than what our horses would. I love my new, well, it's not so new anymore. I've had it for a couple of years. I have a camera called a solo shot that allows me to film myself when I play with my horses. And more times than not, I tell you what, I watch it back ready to cringe, thinking, you know, that I've made some terrible timing mistakes or used more pressure than I should have and things like that. And a lot of the times, I'd say about 75% of the time, I watch it back and go, oh, okay, well, that's not as bad as I thought it was. So make sure you're real about it, not too lenient and not too strict, right? But learn from it and then move on. Don't hang on to any kind of emotional baggage, whether that's frustration, or even worse than that to me than frustration is guilt and shame. All right. Everybody's just doing the best they can with what they know how to do in that moment. And it's a valuable experience if you learn from it, right? It's a necessary and important experience as long as you learn from it. It's when you don't learn from it that it becomes problematic. Then the other thing I would like to discuss here this morning is faith. And when I say faith, I'm not talking in a religious context, although that's a good place to develop that skill if that is the kind of belief system that you find, you know, agreeable to you. But what I think about more than that in these troubling times that I really relate to my horsemanship is faith that everything has the potential to get better. I'm not saying be delusional and think that things will get better without any effort on our part. Of course, in this difficult time with COVID-19, doing all that it's doing to our health and collective mental well-being, as well as the economy and all of those things, are very troubling. Of course, I'm not, again, don't put a bow on a turd. But also, I know that as a species, we are wildly adaptable, and that as long as we keep learning from what's happening and keep trying to do something about it and make things better, that things will eventually get better. So the same thing happens with our horsemanship, right? We maybe encounter a struggle or a challenge with something we'd like to achieve with our horses. And sometimes those challenges are so big, they seem insurmountable. So I think that the first step to making things better is having some faith that if you just do the next right thing, what's one thing I could do today, or even what's one thing I could do right this minute that would help things improve, then I have the ability to, over time, no matter how long that takes, to make things better. And it's usually a process with my horsemanship and with my own mental health and well-being. I don't have very many experiences where it was, all of a sudden, ta-da kind of moment. It was, chipping away at it 1% each day, trying to, evaluate my results, think about what I could do better, and the next time strive for a 1% improvement. And, little by little over time, things get better, and you're able to achieve things that you might not have been able to a week before, several weeks before, a year before, right? So I think that having a little faith in ourselves and our capacity to learn and grow is another important part of becoming an amazing horseman. And those two skills, faith and forgiveness, I think are amazing gifts that your horses can give you if you let them, right? So again, I'm Coach Christy. I hope you enjoy my little podcast here. If you find it useful in any way whatsoever, I would appreciate it very much if you would like, rate, review, share with whatever platform you're listening to it on. It's available across, I think, pretty much every platform that shares podcasts. I would consider it a close personal favor if you'd help me grow my audience. I'd love that very much. I'd like to continue to participate in the Pirelli mission by putting things out there that help people live their best horse lives. And it just so happens, right, that living your best horse life can help make the rest of your life pretty darn great too. So again, I'm Coach Christy. I hope that wherever you are in the world, you're having a beautiful and progressive day. And I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks. Bye.